Hi, I'm Todd Gully, and I'm 48 years old. And today is August 26th, 2020. And I am in Eastlake, Ohio, up on Lake Erie. And I am interviewing my brother, Stuart Williams. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Yes, my name is Stuart Williams. I am 47 years old. Today is Wednesday, August the 26th, 2020, and I'm speaking with my classmate Todd Gully, all the way here from Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
Excellent. Well, thanks for being a part of the interview, Stuart. Can you tell me about a person who has been the kindest to you in your life?
Todd, that would have mom. My mother was and still continues to be one of the most important figures in my life. She is fondly remembered by all who knew her, and probably the kindest person you could ever meet. So much so that she was a terrible business person. She tried to open her own floral arrangement store and ended up discounting and giving things away to the point where it was financially not being a successful business. But her love and gentleness for people certainly, in my experience growing up in that home, today I look back with great fondness as to how she demonstrated love for people.
How long ago did she pass away?
Yeah, so she passed away on the 29th of September 1996, so that's quite a number of years ago. And she passed away at the age I am right now, and along with my dad and brother and sister who were in a car accident. So I lost all four of them on that day, and I still have an older brother back home, and so on.
Wow. And so she, but you still hear her talking to you even today, as far from what I gather.
Yeah, it's kind of a fun thing, a funny thing, because people who knew my parents and know myself and my older brother, my surviving older brother, they would quickly say, "You're more like your mom," when they talk to me, and they'll say, "My brother's a lot more like my dad," and parts of my dad I want to have, so but I guess in some ways the gentleness and there's always a it's kind of like a double-edged thing, you can have a great quality from somebody like my mom, but she also allowed perhaps people to take advantage of her because she was so gentle and kind. So there are times where I kind of, in ministry, which I am, I'm a pastor, deal with people, and I think it's a strength to be kind and patient and gentle and supportive. But sometimes I also feel the way she must have felt at times when maybe liberties were taken,
Yeah, for sure.
because you're trying to be kind and supportive, and so I've over the years in different ways thought about her. I think one of the places I most think of her is when I'm parenting our kids, and now I look back and I go, man, she was a lot smarter than I was, and I am, and so I'm learning now, and I'm looking at my kids as a parent and kind of seeing, my mom and hearing her with some of the things I'm saying.
Sure. What are the ages of your children?
Our children, our oldest Lauren, she's 17, and then we have a 15-year-old son, Luke, and a 14-year-old daughter named Alana.
Oh, wow. That's
Yeah,
awesome.
yeah, yeah.
Well, so shifting gears a little bit more to your ministry now, to your local context. What are some goals that you have in your ministry?
Yeah, I think one of the goals is to really be a church that is welcoming to our very diverse neighborhood, and a church that learns to value diversity and not see it as a threat, and to be able to worship together without a sense that we have to change who in order to actually worship in ways that allows people to be who they are. And so that's one of the big goals for our church. And part of the reason that is a goal is we moved into a new neighborhood about 2 years ago. And up until that point, our church was, kind of a one culture church in terms of Canadians, particularly Caucasian demographic. But over the last 2 years, because of where we moved as a community and where we built, the geographic neighborhood we're in is a lot more diverse. And so we've grown with people, from diverse ethnic backgrounds as well as socioeconomic backgrounds. So that would be one of the big goals, I think, for us, is to learn what it means to be a community of faith that is diverse and yet united. You know, it sounds pretty lofty, but that's kind of one of the goals.
Right. So then last question, I think for our purposes anyway, what are some of the challenges that you've already experienced in your context? And are you still battling through that, or have you overcome those, and how's that going for you?
Yeah, I mean, some of the challenges are very evident. One is language. A lot of the immigrant group that comes from different places in the world, English is not a first language, and we are primarily an English-speaking church. And so that's been a challenge. I've got feedback from people, when I preach, kind of going, I kind of got what you said, and so that's one area. I think the other area is just people becoming comfortable with different expressions of worship, becoming comfortable with how people pray differently. So I find some of the immigrant folks are used to praying together. It's kind of like this theology of, if we're all praying to God, he can hear us all at the same time, and we don't need to be quiet to listen to each other. We'll just pray together. So some of the challenges in terms of how people think about their own spiritual lives and express their own worship is also one of the challenges that I see.
Yeah. Sure. Very good. Well, Stuart, it's been very nice talking to you and getting to know you a little bit and sharing a little bit of your story. And I hope to continue the conversation down the road. Okay.
Thanks a lot. It's been great chatting to you.
All righty.
Okay.
All right. Okay.